Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you've been a little up and a little down at times this year. Good one night, not necessarily bad the next night, but not as good. How frustrating can that be as a coach to lack a little consistency?
You want consistency, but I also think, again, your opponent has a lot to say with it. And I mean, it is what it is. Every game you play, there's a fine line between everybody, and it's just hard to keep the same type of juice for two games in a row at times when the other team has so much desperation. So do I want more consistency? Absolutely. But I think you also have to have enough common sense to understand the big picture, and I've been doing this a long time, and there's times you get frustrated, but you also got to take a step back every now and then and just say, again, it always has been like this. It's just I don't think there's any more difficult sport around than Division I college hockey when you're playing the same team back-to-back nights.
Hypothetical here. I'm not saying that I think this is what's happening, but if a player gave you, let's say, 85% every single night, now that's BB+ every single night, would you rather have that or a guy that gave you 95% one night and maybe 65% the next?
I don't know, Schultz. Yeah, it's just a tough question to answer because you just want 100% every night from everybody. And, you know, that's the standard and that's the expectation. So I don't want to just sit there and quantify percentages because I think it's I just think it's very difficult to quantify that.
Your first trip into this building, it opened up midway through last season. Your thoughts on the building, your thoughts on Sioux Falls as a market, your thoughts on Augie as a full member of the league a year early.
Well, I think everything. I mean, we wanted him in the league for a reason. We wanted him in the league because of this town. I mean, there's 200,000 to 250,000 people, whatever it is. It's just an unbelievable community. I've been here a lot. Just watching junior hockey, and it's a great place. It's a great market. It's close to us. As far as their facility, it's brand new. It's intimate. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I think it's the perfect size building. And as far as getting them into the league a year early, yeah, I'm happy we could because, you know, we just said the heck with it. I mean, with St. Thomas leaving, we just wanted to make sure, too, that, you know, we wanted to make sure we respected the we wanted to respect everything that Augustana stands for, and we just felt it was the right thing to do.
Makes things unique. Hockey's always been a sport where you're looking at the points column in the standings. That won't be the case this year since they're not playing a full league schedule. Whose idea was that, and was that – I mean, I personally think it's the only way that you could have gone about it, but was it overwhelmingly approved by everyone?
Yeah, it was. It was I don't know, 8-9-0, whatever it was. But that's all you can do. I mean, the schedule's already solidified. They have 16 games, so the only thing you can do is just do win percentage from that standpoint.
What have you noticed about them this year? I mean, building a program, they're going to have more roster turnover probably early on in what they're trying to get to. What have you noticed about them this year?
Well, I mean, the same as last year. They defend hard. They've got good goaltending. They got good structure to their game. They're well coached. They got good team speed. So, no, they do a lot of things well. And I don't know – you don't know if there's going to be a lot of different roster construction because every staff, every coach wants to build a team differently. We all got different, you know, business models that we want, you know. And they might want to just keep their guys, and they might want to develop the old ways. I'm going to say they might want to develop through the draft. So everybody's got a way of going about their business is probably the best way of putting it. And so we'll see what happens right there. But, no, I mean, I think right now, you know, they had to build they built it internally, but they also went out in the transfer portal the first year, and they went in the transfer portal less last year. So, again, we'll see what happens right here.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Some big news came down on the bus yesterday. It's been in the works for quite some time, and I don't know if it was too much of a shock to anyone who's been paying attention, but the NCAA's decision to now allow not only major junior players but also different types of players from Europe and other leagues. Number one, surprise you at all. Number two, you surprised at the timing of it. Number three, there's a lot of questions in my mind as to what all of it means. Do you as a coaching body know everything that yesterday's decision means?
No, there's a few things that we don't know. There's a few things we don't know. And there's, you know, we have a few questions, and some of it we're not even going to ask. We're just going to let it play out a little bit. I'm just saying our staff in general. I'm sure every staff has questions. But no, we knew it was going to happen. So, I mean, for us, it wasn't a big deal. We were told a month ago that it's a done deal. We just got to wait for the vote. So, you know, we've all knew it was going to come. We didn't know if it was going to happen as quick. We actually thought this summer that it might be a couple years away. But, again, that's how things accelerate this day and age with the NCAA, with all the lawsuits and those types of things. So it's here, and now it is what it is, and we're gonna recruit the CHL, and we're gonna recruit the USHL, and we're gonna recruit the other leagues as well, and we'll just find out in Western Canada. Really, the biggest thing is are all the junior A leagues in each province. How are they gonna continue on? So is the Western League just gonna take all the players in Western Canada? We'll have to wait and see.
Do you have a guess as to what the trickle-down effect is going to be for, say, the USHL, that in theory there's fewer spots now available for a talent pool that just grew exponentially?
Yeah, but there's also import rules. So, I mean, import rules are import rules, and I think you're going to find out the USHL. I shouldn't say that. I don't know what they're going to, you know, I don't know if they're going to increase their import rules or not, but there's import rules. So there's still going to be, you know, the USHL is going to be primarily American, just like the CHL is going to be primarily Canadian. I mean, there's import rules, but you still want to make sure you're developing the kids in your own country.
The question, I didn't word the question very well. I'm talking colleges recruiting USHL players. In theory, there's fewer spots, and guys might have to play an extra year or so before a spot opens.
Yeah, who knows? We're deferring guys out right now too, Schultz. We're taking a lot of 19 and 20 year olds. That's everybody. I mean, if you're a high draft pick, no, some of those 18 year olds are going. But it's tough to play college hockey after your 18 year old year. You got to be really high end, and I mean, because just from a, you know, just from a strength standpoint and a speed standpoint. But it'll all shake out, and I think you're gonna, you know, I mean, the one thing that's going to be affected a little bit, there's no question, it's going to hurt the American player. Right now we're 60% American, 60% American, 30% Canadian, 10% European. And you're probably going to see now with all these CHL kids being eligible, we'll probably go down to 50% American, probably 40% Canadian, and 10% European. So it's going to hurt the American players a little bit from the Division I standpoint. There's no question.
What are the trickle-down effects in Europe for yesterday's decision?
I don't even know. I haven't paid that much attention. I think Europe's the same thing. The thing that we got to find out is if the kids are playing, we'll just say in Sweden, are they playing, if they're playing games now in the Swedish Hockey League or the Allsvenska, which is the second level in Sweden. Before, these kids were getting penalized for every game they played while they were in high school. It was game for game. For every game outside of high school, it was two for one. I don't know if those kids are still going to be penalized. I'm going to say they're not. So as long as they're not making above actual and necessary expenses, I think they're going to be eligible. And that's the whole thing with this change of the CHL. You are considered a pro if you make more than actual and necessary expenses. So if you
that seems kind of vague to me.
Well, it is vague. It is vague, Schultz. Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. It is vague. But I think we all realize that there's a certain dollar amount that we know is excessive, and there's a certain dollar amount that's not.
One would think, with a larger pool to pick from, that the college game is going to add even more parity. It's already a sport that has a ton of parity. Are you anticipating more?
I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how this is all going to play out. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.